When he had spoken, he laid by the bow, leaning it on the firm set polished door. The swift shaft, too, he likewise leaned against the bow's fair knob, and once more took the seat from which he first arose. But Antinous rebuked him, and spoke to him, and said, "Laodes, what words have passed the barrier of your teeth? Strange words, and harsh, vexatious words to hear. As if this bow must rob our chiefs of life and breath, because you cannot bend it. Why, your good mother did not bear you for a brandisher of bows and arrows, but others among the lordly shooters will bend it by and by." So saying, he gave an order to Melanthius, the goatherd. "Hasten, Melanthius, and light a fire in the hall, and set a long bench near with fleeces on it. Then bring me the large cake of fat which lies inside the door, that after we have warmed the bow and greased it well, we young men may try it, and so end the contest." He spoke, and straightway Melanthius kindled a steady fire, and set a bench beside it with a fleece thereon, and brought out the large cake of fat which lay inside the door. And so the young men warmed the bow and made their trial. But yet they could not bend it. They fell far short of power. Antinous, however, still held back, and Prince Eurymachus, who were the suitors' leaders, for they in manly excellence were quite the best of all. Meanwhile, out of the house at the same moment came two men, princely Odysseus, herdsman of the oxen and the swine, and after them came royal Odysseus also. And when they were outside the gate, beyond the yard, speaking in gentle words, Odysseus said, "Neatherd, and you too, swineherd, may I tell a certain tale, or shall I hide it still? My heart bids me speak. How ready would you be to aid Odysseus, if he should come from somewhere, thus on a sudden, and a god should bring him home? Would you support the suitors, or Odysseus? Speak freely, as your heart and spirit bid you speak." Then said to him the herdsman of the cattle, "Oh, Father Zeus, grant this my prayer. May he return, and heaven be his guide. Then shall you know what might is mine, and how my hands obey." So prayed Eumaeus, too, to all the gods, that wise Odysseus might return to his own home. So when he knew with certainty the heart of each, finding his words once more, Odysseus said, "Lo, it is I, through many grievous toils, now in the 20th year, come to my native land. And yet I know that of my servants none but you desires my coming. From all the rest I have not heard one prayer that I return. To you then I will truly tell what shall hereafter be. If God by me subdues the lordly suitors, I will obtain you wives and give you wealth and homes established near my own. And henceforth in my eyes you shall be friends and brethren of Telemachus. Come then, and I will show you too a very trusty sign, that you may know me certainly and be assured in heart. The scar the boar dealt long ago with his white tusk, when I once journeyed to Parnassus with Autolycus' sons.